They know prime that you don't need a clue story. Tosfos himself says you need a clue story. And the Rambam holds that the Hatchila you should use a clue story. But if you don't use a clue story, the Kurum Shalkona is also okay. It's Mashmah, it's a sug of the Hatchila and the Be'evit. So Abeinu Prime brings two rayas. First raya brings it from the Mishnah that says, by Kodshim, it says, Kibul Domon Bechlishoriz Batsofon, and it skips over the Shchita. It doesn't say that Shchita should be Bechlishoriz. So it's Mashmah that Shchita. It doesn't need a Klishoriz, it's enough if you use a Sakin Shalchov. And the second raya he brings is from the Gemara and Chulin. The Gemara and Chulin talks that a Tomei is Shechted Kodshim and it's kosher. A person that he was Tomei, he could shecht the behemoth of Kodshim and the behemoth is kosher. The Gemara says, the Tomei, when he touches the sacking, he touches the knife of the Shechita, he's metami the knife, and then the knife will be metami the korban. So the Gemara says, the Boda Krum is Shokone, the Shochet Boy. He took a piece of wood, a piece of bamboo stick, and he checked it that it shouldn't have any pigam, it shouldn't have any faults, it should be a straight surface, and he shechted with it. And the Krum is Shokone is a putic liate, and it's not Mikabel Tumah. And that's what he used to shecht. So you see that it's not a cliche of Kodshim, because a Krum is Shokone is not really for a cliche. It's not even a kli. Those are two rayas that Rabbeinu Ephraim brings. And then he brings another raya, a third raya, mashma ktsas, in Psochim. The Gemara says in Psochim that once Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, so everybody had to bring their korban and shecht the korban Pesach on Erev Shabbos. They didn't know how to do with the tzakin, how to bring the tzakin shel shechita to the Beis HaMikdash, you can carry on Shabbos. So they said, well, wait, imenam nevim b'nei nevim, that Klal Yisrael knows how to do in such cases. And the next day they saw on Shabbos that each one put the sakin into the hair of the behema, and the behema carried the sakin into the Beis HaMikdash. That means each one brought a sakin from his house, and a sakin from his house is not a klishoris. So we see that you don't need a klishoris for shechitas kodshim. Tosfos says that you do need a klishoris. Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Tzadik Zayin, and Menachos Daf Pei Beis, that you need a kli. The Gemara learns out, by Kachas HaMacheles, by Akedas Yitzchok, the Gemara learns, it says that Avraham Avinu took the Macheles, by Kachas HaMacheles, that's the knife, in order to use it to make Akedas Yitzchok to shecht the korban for the Akedah. And we learn from there that we need a clear sakin for shechita. And then the Tosfos brings another Tosfos akli. So memele nesoma, like all Buddhists, you need a kli shoris. And on that Tosfos says, we could say that maybe Rabbeinu Ephraim also, that Gemara we learned that you need a kli. And we did a kurum shokone, he fixed it into being coming like a kli. But not that it should be a kli shoris. And then Tosfos brings another raya, he brings from the Gemara and Sota. He says, B'Sota Perakoya, maybe Mashma, the Sakin Mekadosh Leledam. The Gemara and Sota talks, it says that the Mincha of the Sota, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Kohen is Komates the Mincha, he takes out his handful of Kemach from the Mincha, and he puts it into another Klishoris. The Mincha starts out being a Klishoris. And then the Komates, when he takes it out in order to bring it, B'Makter on the Mizbeach, he puts it in another klishoris. The Gemara says, why do you need two klishoris? It already had the first klishoris that was Mekadesh, the Mincha. And once you take the Kometz, it's already a Kometz that has Kedusha in it from the first kli. The Gemara says, midi dehave adam. It's just like dam. Dam, that's in the Tzavor HaBehema, it became Kodesh Ali Dei Sakin, when the Sakin shechted the Behema. So the Sakin touches the dam, and Mekadesh the dam Ali Dei, the kli, Ali Dei the Sakin. So even though the dam has kedusha, then when you do kabbalah tzadam, you have to put it again in a klishoreis. So you see that you need another kedusha. So the same thing, the kermes, that we take out the kermes from the mincha is like shechita. It's parallel to shechita, and then after that we put it into another kli, just like the dam needs a klishoreis to be mekadesh. So we see from this gemara that the sakin is mekadesh the dam. If the sakin is mekadesh the dam, for sure it has to be a klishoris. If it's not a klishoris, so it can't be mekadesh the dam. But it's interesting that Tosfos says it's mashma. I don't say it's mefurish. It says mashma besakin mekadesh leledam. Also, it's interesting that the Tosfos in Chulin, that's just like this Tosfos Chulin Daf Gimel, on the Gemara of Kurum Shokone, the Tosfos also talks about if you need a klishoris or not, and he doesn't even bring this Gemara from Soito. L'chura, this Gemara should be the Iker Gemara that says that the Sakin is a klishoris because it has to be mekadesh leledam. Another Gemara he brings is from Gemara Menachas Dafayin Ches. The Gemara talks that the sakin is mekadesh, the shechita is mekadesh, the lachm todah. When you bring a korban todah, you have to bring 40 lechem. And the 40 lechem also becomes kedusha with the kedusha of the korban. When you shech the korban, so the sakin is mekadesh, the lechem of the todah, that it should also become like kedusha's korban. And there the Gemara says that the sakin, the shaila is that the sakin is mekadesh like a klishoris, just like a klishoris is mekadesh the dam that goes into it. So the same thing, the sakin is mekadesh the lechem of the toidah. The Gemara says that sakin is alima mi klishoris, it's stronger than a klishoris, that the sakin doesn't have a toich, it doesn't have an inside, and it's mekadesh. And klishoris always needs the inside to be mekadesh. Our kopon, we see that the sakin is mekadesh. We see that the sakin has to be a klishoris. The shita here says that it's a raya, not like that, because the gemara says that sakin alima miklishoris. That's mashma that the sakin itself is not a klishoris. It's stronger than a klishoris. Has different dinei kedusha. But it itself is not a klishoris. So Koponim Tosfos brings a raya from there that we need a klishoris. Then Tosfos says, so if you need a klishoris, so what's the pshat and the Gemara in Chulin Daf Gimel, that the Gemara says you need Bada Krum is Shalkona. Krum is Shalkona is just a plain piece of wood. So if you need a klishoris, that wouldn't be called a klishoris. So Tosfos says that he fixed it up and he made it into a klishoris. And it goes like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. If any klishoris and pesanitas could be made out of wood, or it could actually be from metal, from matzah. So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds that it could be made out of wood also. So a kurum mishokona could be a klishoris. Lefi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, it'll be a kliyot, and it'll be kedushas klishoris to be mekadesh ledam. So the gemara chulim would be only like one man d'omer. Then Tosfos brings Tosefta. The Tosefta he brings in Menachos. The first parak, in the beginning of the Tosefta in Menachos, the second halacha, it says there, Chema bekmitza mi beshchite, shakmitza tuuno kli, vashchita eino tuuno kli. El afilu krum yisrol kona. So it says Mefurash that you don't need a kli. And then Tosfos says that it could be you do need a kli, and you need a kli shoreh. Only a kurum is shokone is a chidush, that even though it's a poshet a kli, it's not such a choshev a kli, it's just made out of wood, still it's kosher, and we don't say that it's a bizoyan for the Beis HaMikdash to use such a kli. And the Rishonim, I think they might be better in the Lashon of Tosfos, they say like this, the Rosh says that all klisharis, even the few of the Rabbanim that say that you need a klisharis dafka of mateches, dafka of metal, and not of wood, but for shechita, you need a klisharis, but for shechita is a klisharis that could, yes, be made out of wood. And he says, why? Because the kedusha that the klisharis, that the sakin would give to the dam, is not a complete kedusha. It's still missing in the kedusha, it still would need the kedusha of the kli of the Kabbalah. So Menela thinks it's not a complete kedusha. So there's a heter. That means there's a way you could do even a kli that's not kli matzis. It could be even a kli of eight. In this Tosefta, the Rashash asks that the same Tosefta that Tosus brings down, that Tosus brings the sefer, but there's a ratio in the Tosefta, and the ratio of the Tosefta says. The Rish of the Tosefta says that a kmita needs a klishar, a coin with klisharis, and a shechita doesn't need a coin with klisharis. So it's mefurish in the Rish of the Tosefta that a shechita does not need a klisharis. So Rav Menachem Zembe says in the Tshuvos, Rav Menachem Zembe lived in the Warsaw Ghetto, and he was killed in the end of the Warsaw Ghetto by a Nazi sniper bullet. He was one of the big Gedolim in Poland. And so he says in the end of the Sefer Zera of Rome, the very last page, he says that the reason they didn't bring the ratio of the Tosefta, because the ratio is not talking like the Rosh Hashanah thought, that it's talking about Flishoris, the Kli, that you used to be Mekabel the Dam. Only coin, the Flishoris always means, like Rashi says in Dafyud Gimel and Zvachim, Rashi says that wherever it's mentioned, coin the Flishoris, it means Big Day Kahuna. And the Tosefta is talking that Shchita doesn't need Big Day Kahuna with a coin. And Kmitza doesn't need. Why would we think that Shchita needs a coin, Big Day Kahuna? Doesn't need a coin at all. Shchita is Chera Bazar. So he brings a few Tosfos and in Yuma and different riots, that even if Shchita is Chera Bazar, but if a coin would do it, there would have been a Havamina. We would have thought maybe a coin would need Klishoret, would need Big Day Kahuna. Kamash Malon did not. So Al Koponim, it comes out from him that the ratio of the Tosfos is not talking about the Kli of Kabbalah. Only the Seif is talking about the Kli of Kabbalah, and that's what Tosfos brought. The Mechur, it says you don't need a Kli, and on that Tosfos says you need a Kli, but it's enough a Kli shall eat. There's a few Rashis on this Inyan. There's a few Rashis that talk about the Limud, that you need a Sakin and you need a Kli for Shchita. One Rashi... Before we bring the Rashis, maybe we'll say one more Gemara. There's a Gemara that the Meron Mesod of the Nesiv brings down, and the Minchas Chinuch also brings it down. Both of them bring it down as a raya that a Sakin of Shchita needs to be a Kli Shoris. The Minchas Chinuch is a Mitzvah Tzadikei Oz Beis. The Gemara says in Zvachim Pei Ches Amad Aleph, Tana Rabbana, Kli Kodesh Shenikvu Ein Matichi Noisom. Any Kli Kodesh, Kli Shoris that became had a hole in it and it's ruined, it's not good to use, so they don't fix it, because ain't a news b'mokim ashirus. It's a mokim of ashirus, a mokim of ravchus in the Beis HaMikdash, and we don't do what poor people do to fix kelim. Only what do? They put it in the gniz and they use a new kli. And then the hemshech of that is sakin, shenif gam, a sakin that has dents in it, and you can't use it, it's not a flat surface. So you see that the stocking that's ruined, so you don't fix it and you don't sharpen it. If it's a big begima, it's a big dent, so then you don't fix it, only you put it in the gniza. So we see that the stocking is also called the klishoris. Then the Minchas Chinuch says yesh litchus. It could be means litchus, that even if it's not a klishoris, but since it was a stocking that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, so kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, even though they're not with kedushas a goof of a kli, but still it could be that they were noig with it, ain't a news b'mokim ashirus, and they used new ones. Then we'll go back to what Rashi says. There's a few Rashis about sakin shel shchita. One Rashi is in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Ches on Adalek, and there's limud of the Gemara that says vaikas amacheles, and we learn out that you need a sakin of kli shores. Rashi says elo sakin le shchita lapuki tzur b'kone. The Kli Shoris being on. So Rashi says in the Furash that you need a Kli Shoris for Shchita. That's like Tosfos Shchita, that you need a Kli Shoris. And Rashi says, Lafuke Tzur Bekon, I mean, because you don't make a Kli Shoris of eight. Or you don't make it out of Evan. Akroponim says you need a Kli Shoris. That's in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Ches. Then there's a Rashi in Menachas Daf Pei Beis, Omid Beis. Also the same limit from Vayikach Samachelet that you need a Kli. So Rashi says, Tzakim, Delo Habu Molkin, that you didn't do Melika. That means we would think maybe you do Melika on a carbon, just like a Chatos Oif or Oilas Oif, for Mashmalon, that you need a Kli, a Tzakim. So from this Rashi is Mashma different. Not that it comes to tell me we need a Kli Shoreth, only that we need a Tzakim. So you need to use a Kli, and it's not good to use you can't use your hand. Unless you'll say that once you need a Kli, it's a Memela. Any Avoda that needs a Kli, you need a Kli Shoreth. Then there's an interesting Rashi in Sotah Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis. The same Gemara we mentioned before that says Mididava Adam. The Dam is the Sakin is Mekadesh the Dam. So Rashi says Sakin is a Kli Shoreth. The Tanya, we have a Brice that says Kol Akelim Shoson Moshe Mishichoson Mekad Shoson. When Moshe made the Kli Shoreth, the first Kelim and the first Mishkan, so all the Kelim they used Shemen HaMishkan. The Shemen HaMishkan put on the Kelim was Mekadesh, the Kli, and Kedushas HaGuf to be Mekadesh anything that you use it for. But from after Moshe's time, the new Kelim they would make, Ravidot on Mechanchosat, let's say, a Kli of Kibul Dam. So when the Mekabel Dam the first time, that Avoidah, the Avoidah of Kabbalah, makes it a Chinuch to make it a Kedushas HaGuf. So Rashi says it on the Sakin, that just Sakin is Mekadesh Dam, and he says, how do we know the Sakin is Kodesh? Because Avoidot on Mechan Choson. But that's very severe, and I found that Tosfos Rashi asks that Kashit. He says, Shchit is Lav Avoidah. Shchit is Lav Avoidah, so how do we say Avoidot on Mechan Choson? Which Chinuch does the Sakin get? Which Avoidah did it do today to become Kodesh by Kedushas Klishoris La'avodah? So I found that Rabbi Menachem Zemben, another sefer, there's a sefer that's on the name of his son. He had a son that died when he was 19 years old. And they printed Chidushim from the son. He was a very big Iluya genius. And he left Kesuavim, he left Chidushay Torah, and they printed, it's called Gur Aryeh Yehuda. And a section of that sefer is from Rabbi Menachem Zemben, from the father himself. And he writes there that it could be Rashi means Avodosa Mechan Choson means that this fact that the Sakin has to be Mekadesh Dedam, so when you use the Sakin and it's Mekadesh Dedam, that's the Sug Avodah that's Avodosa Mechan Choson. That's a big chidush. You have to understand how it's, if there's a riot to it, that Avodah, even though it's not Mamish Avodah, Shchita Lav Avodah, but the chidush of the Dam is called Avodah of Avodosa Mechan Choson. Then there's the Rambam. The Rambam says that Chatzchila, the Lashon Rambam is Kol Hazvachim Ein Shechtin Oysa Mechatchila Elo B'Sakin Miklishoris. Use a sakin from Klishoris to Shecht V'im Shochat B'chol Dovo Sheshechtin B'yachulin Apulu B'Krum Yishol Konek Sheirin. So it means the Chatchila you need a Klishoris, but if you didn't use a Klishoris, it's also kosher. So what's the Mekor of the Rambam? The Ramban also says the same thing in Chulin, Daf Gimel. What's the Mekor of the Rambam? The Lechor of the Rambam's Mekor is because there's two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Sota that says that the Sakin is Mekadesh Lidam, it's Mashmei Nid Eklishoris. And then there's a Gemara in Chulin that says Boda Kurum Shalkone. And the Kurum Shalkone is not a Eklishoris. So how do we fit in both Gemaras? It's a Stira. So we have to say that Lechatchila Avoidon is a Eklishoris. But the Deved, since it's not Avoidah Gemura, it's not, it's Shitalav Avoidah, and anyway, the Dam will have a new Kedusha. So, Menele, if you didn't check the Klisharis, it's also a kosher Shechita. And the Gemara and Sota that says, Midi Dehave Adam, that the Sakin is Mekadesh, means even if you used the Klisharis and you were Mekadesh the Dam, even so, you need a Klisharis for Kabbalah today to make a new Kedusha for the Dam. Derech Agav, we see from here that the Din Klisharis of Kabbalah is not a Din in the Avodah. That today to have a Shem Avodah of Kabbalah, you need a Klishoris. Only you see from the Gemara that the Pshat is today to be Mekadesh Adam. It's not the Avodah. The Etzem Avodah could have been a Kli that's not a Klishoris. But today to be Mekadesh Adam, so you need a Klishoris for the Kedushas Adam. That means the Avodah is not Mechayva Klishoris, just the Kedushas Adam. That we have to talk, that's a different Indian in a different place. Yeah. Now, there's a kasha of Dor Sumech. Dor Sumech is a kasha that if we say that the Gemara says in Sota that the Sakin is Mekadesh the Dam, like a Klishoris, and the Gemara is Medamet even to a Mincha, that the Klishoris is Mekadesh the Mincha, so if so, the Gemara says in Dachmen Eom Medbezen, at the beginning of the Masechta, the Gemara says, Dachmen Boba Medbezen, at the beginning of the Masechta, the Gemara says, if you shech a korban l'shem chulin, it's kosher. Even a chatos l'shem chulin is kosher. Chatos sheshochta l'shem or l'psula, l'shem chulin kshera. If you shech the chatos, that always shaloi l'shmo is posul, but l'shem chulin is kosher, because lav mini loy machivban, the Gemara dashen is a posik, loy chalulu is kodshe, b'nei so kodshim chalim kodshim, v'in chulin mechalim kodshim. L'shem chulin does not be mechala, but the Rosh Hashanah, yes, we know that a kli shoreis, kedei to be mekadesh, needs lo das. You put a mincha in shalola bas to be and it doesn't get kedusha. You have to be mekadesh the mincha. The klishore is to put a mincha into a klishore, so it has to be lodas that you know you want that it's a klish of the mekadesh. Or if you put dam into a kli into a mizra, it has to be lodas that you want that the dam should go in the shem kabbalah shem to get kedusha. But if you do shalola das, a klishore is not mekadesh. So if the sakin is needed kedei to be mekadosh the dam. So when you shecht a korban l'shem chulin, you didn't shecht it kedei to make kedusha. You didn't shecht it for a korban. So even though mitzad the shechita might be kosher, but mitzad that you need the kedusha sadam, it should be possible because a kli shoris is not mekadosh lelo das. And here you didn't have das for kedusha, you had das for chulin. That's also mech kasha. So then he goes on and he says, "V'tzorich lidchorik," you have to say a pshat, that even though he did it l'shem chulin, but he knows that it's kodshim. The fact that he knows it's kodshim, that gives it a lot das and not for a klishorik. And the fact that he said l'shem chulin, that's like erased. And the machshava of chulin is like nothing. And it brings riot from Milchus Tanoim and Kinyonim that there are such things. The Stipler and the Sefer Kilus Yaakov, Simon Gimon's Bochin, says that according to the Ramban, so we don't have the kasher of Dor Samech. If you say that it's only lechatchila, so memela, you don't need the sacking dafka for kedusha, because b'diavid without kedusha, it's also kedusha. So if you shech the chatos l'shem chulin, so even though it's not mekadosh the dam, because klishoris is not mekadosh shaloi l'das, but typically it's as if you used sacking shel chulin that can't be mekadosh the korban. So if you the sheet of the Ramban and the Rambam, it's no kasha of the Rosh. It's a different pshat than the Gemara. But there's another kasha we could ask. If you this, the way we see the Rosh learned, that then if the sacking is mamash like a klishar, it touches the dam and it's mekadosh, just like a mincha or a dam that goes into a kli and it's mekadosh, it gets kedusha sagur. The Gemara says in Daf Chof Hei, in Zvachim, Ashrechei, Tzorich, Omar Rav Yudah Omar Shmuel Rav Chofei Amadal Hashrech Yitzor Shiyagbi Asakin Lemalo Shenema V'lokach Midam Apor V'lokach Midam Apor V'loy Midam Apor V'dover Achim. The Gemara says that the Sakin, when Hashrech Yitzhechs the Korban, he shechs the Korban, and right away he picks up the Sakin higher today, that the Dam that touched the Sakin shouldn't go into the Klishoris, because we need Kabbalah straight from the Par and not from the par and something else. And if it touched the sakin, so the dam comes from the sakin, that's not worry for Kabbalah. So if we say that the sakin is mekadosh the dam, how could it be mekadosh the dam? The dam that touches the sakin is not worry for Kabbalah, and it's not worry for Zrika, because it's not dam me'apor. If it's not dam me'apor, so that dam that touches the sakin is not worry, it can't be kodesh. So how could the sakin be mekadosh the dam? So here is where we should bring in the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says that the whole pshat in the sakin mekadosh ledam is not like we learned till now, that the sakin touches the dam and it's mekadosh, just like a klishoris is mekabel a mincha and it's mekadosh because it goes into it and the dam touches the sakin. No, only the pshat is the Chazon Ish says sakin means, the Gemara uses the term sakin when it's talking about shechita. Like there's a Gemara in Zvochim Bachches, or there's a Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara says, Korban Tzibur, Tmidin Shloyot Rechulet Tzibur, so it says, Takin Moshchot on the Mashen. That means the Korban Tzibur doesn't become the name of the Korban, the Sub Korban, which it's supposed to be, doesn't become until the Takin, until the Shechita. The Moshe, if there's Tmidin Shloyot Rechulet Tzibur, they prepare Tmidin, and then Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to start using new money, the new truma from the new year. And you can't use the tmidim that were bought from the money from the old year, from the shkolim from the old year. So what do we do with the tmidim that were left from the year before? We use it for oilas nedovah lekayitz ha-mizbech, but the mizbech doesn't have korbonos, so we use other korbonos. Today the mizbech shouldn't be empty. We take a korban and we bring it for oilas nedovah tzibur. So tmid that l'chatchila was made to be a tomid. It was prepared to be a tomid. And then we didn't use it because it came Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We used new korbanos from new shkolim. So those tmidim that were left over, we used for kaitz ha-mizbech for oilas nedovah. The Gemara says, how could you change it from one korban to the next? The Gemara says, because korbanos tzibur sakin moshchos on the knife pulls it l'mashen for what it's needed for. So if now we don't need the behemah for a tomid, so we use it for oilas nedovas tibur. So you see the term stakin is shchita. By the shchita, it's nicked by which korban it is. So the Chazon Ish says, so we hear also, dam, and the stakin, mekadosh lele dam, doesn't mean that the stakin touches the dam and it's a klishoris that's mekadosh it, only means the shchita, the pool of the shchita that prepares that now we can get dam today to be zoyrig. So that pool of shchita is mekadosh the dam, it prepares it to be roy for zrika. And the Gemara says, and then we need to put it in a Kli Shoreis today to get another Kedusha to be right for Zrikas. So the same thing, Mincha, the Gemara says that after you come until you put it into another Kli Shoreis. So Chazanish says, Baraya from the Gemara in Zvachim Ayin Ches that Tosfos had brought down. The Gemara says that the Sakin is Mikadesh, the Lechem of the Tomei, that means of the Toido, it's Shechting a carbon Toido, and the Sakin is Mikadesh, the Lechem, even though the Sakin doesn't touch the Lechem. So what does it mean? It means the Shechita, a carbon that becomes a carbon Toido, so it pulls with it, it gives over the Kedush of the carbon also to the Lechem. So we see that the Sakin that's Mikadesh, when the Gemara says Sakin Mikadesh, doesn't mean the Sakin that touches something like a Kli Shoreis, only means the pool of the Shechita like a Kli Shoreis. And Bifrat, the Chazanish says, Bifrat, that the Sakin doesn't even touch the Dam. The Sakin doesn't touch the Dam, so how could it be Mikadesh? That means the Chazanish learned that the Metzir, in fact, the Shechita is so fit that the Sakin doesn't touch it. Even though the Gemara says in Daf Kofei that they had the Shechita Shiagbiya Sakin Lamala. But that's how he says. So he learns different. And he says, and also, Laman Omar. That means Rabbi Nachman, that he says that you don't need a Kli Shoreis. So how does he learn that the Sakin is Mekadesh the Lachmei Toido or Mekadesh the Dam? So he says the Pshat is because you don't need the Sakin as a Kli Shoreis to be Mekadesh. Only means the pool of the Shechita is Mekadesh the Dam. I would bring him one more Sumech. So Sumech says the next Rambam, Halacha Ches, Dalet Halacha Ches, before we read the Rambam of Kli Shoreis for a second, Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, Maaseh HaKorbanos. The next Rambam, he says, Ketzad Roiseh, how do we do that? We need to be Mekabel the whole dam from the par. There shouldn't be anything that we weren't Mekabel. Ketzad Roiseh. Oichir Vasimonim, that means before the Shechita, he holds the Simonim, the Kona and the Veshit, the other, like he, with his hand, he pulls the Simonim from the behemoth. He doesn't pull it out, he holds it, like, from the outside. Umoitzion imad ribin letoich ha-mizrok, he holds it right on top of the kli, the mizrok that's mekabel the dam. B'sheichet shnayim ha-rib shnayim kadesh yitzkabel ha-dam kuloi b'kli. Means he holds the simonim and the ribin and the vein that have the dam right on top of the mizrok, and when he shechs, all the dam goes into the mizrok. So the Osamech says, Daitoi, the daf of the Rambam, the mitchilat shechita boi sheyei ha-dam noize letoich ha-kli. From the beginning of the Shechita, even before it finished the Shechita, even the beginning when he did only one simon or a half a simon, and Dam starts trickling out of the Behema, it goes into the Kli and it's called Kabbalah Sadam. And it brings three places that also you see from there that the Kabbalah Sadam starts even before the Shechita didn't finish. One place is in Daf Kuf Yud, the last place is in Daf Kuf Yud Omedalev. There's a tzarchiu nishochat simen echod the kibeles domoy the zorkoy. It's called a chatzim matzah. You see, the Tosfos says that it could be a haba mina. It could be such a thing that he was shechted one simen and he was mekabel the dam from that simen and he was zoriken on the mizbeach. And it could be it's called a kabbalah and a zrika. Tosfos says, of course, it has to be that he finished the shechita and the kabbalah. But what if he did in the middle? If it's also called a kabbalah, a koponim we see from the osameach that the Kabbalah Sadam starts even before there's a Shem Shechita, while he's doing the beginning of the Shechita. So I would say it's totally maybe in the Or Sameach and the Chazonish, Lepi the Or Sameach that he says, the Sakin is Mekadesh, the Dam, that the Sakin touches the Dam like the Kli Shoreis is Mekadesh, so also over here. The Sakin starts the Shechita and he touches the Dam, so even before the Gemar Shechita, but the Sakin that's Leser Shechita is already touching the beginning of the Dam and it could be Mekadesh. But, so it could be called Roy LeKabbalah, but Lefi the Chazanish that he says has to be a Shechita, that the Shem Shechita gives the Kedusha to the Dam, so the beginning is, before it has a Shem Shechita, it's not yet Shechita to give it a Shem Kabbalah for the Dam. So how would we be able to understand Lefi the Chazanish that the Dam has a Kedusha from the Shechita if it's not yet called a Shechita? So if we would say, Yeshna LeShechita Mitchila Vatsoi, so the beginning is also called Shechita. If you say Eino L'Shechita El Basov, so then you have to know what it means. If it means really that the beginning has no Shem Shechita until the last Mashu that becomes a Roit Shechita, so how could you be Mekabel the Dam before? The Dam doesn't have yet a Kedusha Sakin, which the Chazanish calls a Kedusha of Shechita. Then maybe we would be able to say with all this maybe chat in what the Chazal say in Brochus Daf Lamed Aleph, there's the famous maaseh that Chana brought Shmuel to the Beis HaMikdash when he was 2 years old, and he brought him in front of Eli, and they were going to shech the korban, and Eli went to look for a kohen. He said they need a kohen to do the shechita, and Shmuel Anovi said, no, you don't need a kohen for shechita, even a zor could shech, because it says v'krivu b'nei anakrenim mikabola ve'eloch mitzvah kehuna. But before kabola you don't need a kohen. A zor is also kosher. So it says v'yishchatu es hapor v'yoviu es hanar el Eli. So the Gemara is mishum v'shochtu v'paras v'yoviu es hanar. What's the kesher? So the Gemara says because he told them mikabola ve'elach mitzvah kuna mikam eshchita shekshir bezah. So Eli said to Shmuel, Meimar Shatir Kalamas, you said the right aloha, you mora aloha bishnei rabocha, kolamora aloha bishnei rabocha is misa. So he wanted to be mechayiv Shmuel misa of mora aloha bishnei rabocha. Eli was the rebbe, and Chana was mispalon. She said, Alanar zeis palalti. So Eli was moichalon. It could be moichalon the kovid of the rab of mora aloha bishnei rabocha. So Shaili, but Eli didn't know what Shmuel Anovi knew when he was 2 years old. There's a lot of pshatim in it. Why Eli didn't know, or he wasn't aware of the fact that shechita is kshera bazar. But to see this, we could say maybe pshat. The Rambam says that shechita lechatchila you should do with a klishoris. But if you didn't do with a klishoris, even if a kerum is shalkon is kosher, so it could be that Eli thought just like lechatchila, even though shechita lava avoda nazar is kosher, and you don't need a klishoris, but lechatchila you should use a klishoris. Why? Because Shchita has it in it, that's Mekadesh, something, it's Mekadesh Vedam, or it starts the Korban. So he thought that maybe it's also a Hidur, just like it's a Hidur to use a Klishore, it's a Hidur to use a Kohen also. Like, as if saying that the Shchita is Lav Avoda, but if a Kohen would do it, so it would become like more of an Avoda. A Kohen would do it with a Klishore. And like we said before from Rav Menachem Zembe, that it could be a Hava, meaning that if a Kohen does it, he should use Big Day Kuna. So it could be that's what Eli was looking for, that just like there's a Halacha that you should use a klisharis lechatchila, maybe there's a halacha to use a kohen lechatchila. And on that Shmuel Anovi said to him that mikabola ve'eloch, but mishchita there's not even a hava, I mean there's not even a hidur that you should use a kohen.
The capital now, Yosefei Peah, pertaining to Parshas HaShavua.
Yom Yama.
Oh, okay. And having to do with Gaina Mitzvahin. Go ahead.
So first I'll say one short remit. It says in the Pasuk in Eicha, there's a Pasuk, Osra Hashem Asher Zomam, Hashem did what he meant to do, the Gzeiros, the Poronos. Bitsa Emroso, he did the what he said to do, Asher Tzivo Mimei Kedem. Horag v'loy chomal. That's the pasuk in Eichon. Also, Hashem Asher Zomam Bitva Emrosar Asher Tzibo Mimei Kedem. There's a famous mice in Gittin of Kamsu Bar Kamsu Chorav Beis HaMikdash. There was a man that he had a party was and he invited all the people from Yerushalayim, and Kamsu was his friend, Bar Kamsu was his enemy, and by mistake Bar Kamsu was invited in place of Kamsu. It says in the Gemara that he threw him out of the Seudah, and Bar Kamsa was very angry, so he went to tell the Melech to punish the Jews because they were murdered by Malchus. They went against, they made a revolution. So how was he going to show? So he took a behema korban from the Melech and he said, we'll see if they'll be makriv in the Beis HaMikdash or not. If they're in the revolution, they wouldn't be makriv the Melech's korban. And it says on the way, he made a mum benivsko sign. Some say in the lukin shebaayin, in the eye, he made a little cut, a slit, or he made a slit in the lip of the behemoth, the kevis. And it's a place where goyim don't call it a mum. When the goyim are makriv karbonos, by then it's not called a mum, just if it's missing some part, like a hand or a foot. But a little slit in the lip is not called a mum. And they would be makriv it as a karbon when they need karbonos. But by Yidden, by Jews, it's called a mum. So when he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, say goyim won't realize that it's a mum, but the Yidden will realize it's a mum, and they won't be makriv it. Then the Melech will think that they did a revolution. They don't want to be makriv this korban. So it's Merum is in this pasuk. It says, Bisa im Rosso Asher Tzibo Mimei Kedem. Asher Tzibo Mimei Kedem is Rosh Hashavis is Asher the Aleph. Tzibo is a Tzadik. Mimei is a Mem. And then Kedem is a Kuf. That's Rosh Hashavis Kamsa. If you go backwards, it's Kamsa. And Bisa im Rosso is Av. That means Dave and Aleph. That's the Bar Kamsa. The father was Kamsa. So the son is Bar Kamsa. And Bisa im Rosso is, Bisa is called cutting. Like Bitsias Apas, Emroso could mean either talking, like the lip, or Emroso could mean a Imra, like a say of a korban. So Bita Emroso, that means Bar Kamsa cuts the place where the lip of the behemoth, where the voice comes out. That's a remnant to the Maisa that happened that the Gemara and Gittin brings down. Then there's the Gemara tradition. The Gemara tradition says that there's a mitzvah of kibudas. The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Aleph, "Toni avimi breder babo, yesh machi lovis pisyoni v'todo min olam." A person could be mekayim kibudas and give his father to eat meat and very choshev of food, and the mitzvah that he did, this kibudas, makes him lose his olam haba. Why? Because he didn't do it in a nice way. He could give him pisyoni a nice food and nice choshev of but if he gives it in a way that he shows him that he doesn't like to do it in a sour face, so the son loses his chelek l'olam haba. Sometimes a son could make his father work very hard work, like grinding in a mill, and neviyo l'chayyir l'olam haba. There's no eitzah. He's masbir to his father. He explains to him that there's no other work, and it's better he should do this, and it's better than sitting idle. And maybe the melech will see that he's not doing anything, it's not good, it's better for him to work. So then, if he's masbred in a nice way, and the father is mekabled in a nice way, so this kibudav, even though it looks like a shlong kula, and it's hard work, but it brings him l'chayi elam abo. Then the Gemara says, Omar Rebavo, kidein avimi bri, Rebavo said, my son avimi, kie mitzvah kibud. He was mekayim mitzvah kibud. How was he mekayim mitzvah kibud? Kie is bringing an example of what's called kibudas. Chamisha b'ni samchi avalei l'avimi b'chayei yobi. Avimi had five sons that were grown-up sons in the time when his father was still living, when Rebavo was still living. Chiyavot or Rebavo, when Rebavo, that means the zed of these five sons, used to come home. Kori Abova used to call from the door, Rayit V'ozil, Uposachle. That means he didn't let, Omar Ein Adam Atoyotam, the son, Avim, he didn't let any of his children go and open the door for his father. And he said, I'm coming, until he himself opened the door for his father. Yom Echad, one day, Omar Le Ashken Mayim. That means Rebavo told Avim, he said to him, give me a glass of water to drink. Adai, so they told him he came back with the water, Nime. So Rebavo fell asleep. He dozed off. Gochin Koyale. So Avimi stood by him and he waited at the Isar until his father Rebavo woke up. He stood with the water while his father was sleeping and he waited till he woke up. Taya Milse. So Rashi says, it's Taya Milse. He had a Siyata Dishmaya and while he was waiting for his father to wake up and take a drink of water, the Dolash Avimi, the son of Avimi, he was zeichet to be Dorish Midmola also. I mean, something he didn't understand till then. Till then he didn't understand what it means Midmola also. And now he was zeichet to be Dorish. So Rashi says, one Shabrash, there's a certain Pesach in Tehillim that he didn't know how to be Dorish, now he was Dorish. Yesh Meforshim, that he does in this pasuk, mizmo loss of Elokim bo goin benachlos secho, if bo goin benachlos secho, why is it called mizmo? It should be kina. It's not something to sing about. Only the pshat is, he understood while he was waiting for his father to wake up and he stood with the water, he understood that Kodesh Baruch Hu had rachmones, and bo goin benachlos secho was mitoch rachmones and not mitoch poronos. That kilo chamosoi beitzim v'avoni. Instead of being mechale chamosa, instead of giving the whole punishment on the klalis, on the people, so he gave the punishment on the Beis HaMikdash, on stones and wood, eitzim v'avonim, is machshav the Beis HaMikdash, and because of that, that the chema, the cart that came out, came onto the Beis HaMikdash, instead of being mechale the So we have to understand what's the kesher to this. And then there's a pshat and tosef we'll talk about afterwards. Pshat, like this, the schus of Esav, Esav, there was machiv the Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara says, there's a, the Chazal say, it says a posik, Ben Yichabidov, it's a posik in Malachi, Ben Yichabidov, the Eved Adoino. Ben Yichabidov, the Esav. Esav had the biggest kibudav. And Shimon Gamliel says, I wasn't zeichet to be mekayim, half of the kibudav that Esav was mekayim, used to put on big day Malchus, and go and be mechabed his father Yitzchak. And even though the kibudav could have been done without big day Malchus, it's just a tosefes. It's like we say, Shiori Mitzvah is ma'akev the Puron. So you see that Esav was ma'akev so much on kibudav, and he did even a tosefes, so that's his chus of kibudav, because of that he has a koach to be against the Klal Yisrael. So what does Klal Yisrael have to do? He has to do against it, the Shiori Mitzvah also to do a tosefes to kibudav. And there's a remnant that says, "Voyel kasher tori do porak to uloy me'al tzavorecha." That Esav, when he's upset that Yaakov doesn't do the mitzvahs, so porak to uloy, then Esav could be misgaber on Yaakov. And uloy me'al tzavorecha, and the form it says it means the Beis HaMikdash, it could be machir the Beis HaMikdash when it's torid, when Yaakov is not doing the mitzvahs. And torid is sofrei shiudalet, that means there's tayag mitzvahs, and connect that, it could be a tosefes. But like Kiru saying, there's Tofresh Yudalad, if there's Shorei Mitzvah, there's a Tosefes to the Mitzvah, the 614th, and that's where Esav was. And if we do the opposite, so then we take away this Chus from Esav. So Avimi wasn't Mechuyev while his father was sleeping. He didn't have to stand over him with the water. He could have gone on the side and do what he needed to do, and when the father woke up, he would ask him again for the water. But he stood there next to the father even while the father was sleeping. He was machshivim, and while he's sleeping, kilu he's awake. Kilu he needs to be mechabedim. And that's a tosefes to the mitzvah. This shiurim mitzvah is zeiche because of that we could have the geula. And that's why they were zeiche to understand another side of the geula of mizmolosov, that kimolosov miboyle on the kilo chamozoi, the eitzim ba'avon. Then there's another pshat in Tosfos that he says the osop was from the Bnei Korach, from the Enikla, from the grandchildren of Korach, and it says Moshe, when the Korach was Nivla Bar Domo, so he thought that his children, the Fidetz neighbors, also the children, and who's going to take them out of the ground? So when the Shorim, it says Tobu Bar Shoreo, when the Shorim of the Beis HaMikdash went into the ground, so it was Somach, so Osof was happy and he sang and he said, whoever's going to take out the Shorim, whoever will take out the gates of the Beis HaMikdash will also take out our fathers, the Bnei Korach, from the ground. Moshe le Shifcha. Then Shifcha went to get water from the well. The Nopal Kado le Be'er, she had a cow of Cheres, of pottery, a posha to cow, and it fell into the well. And she was crying, who's going to take it out? Nobody's going to go and try to take out a Cheres Kli from the Be'er. They'll go and get a new one. But then the Basa Melech came, the Shifcha of the Melech came and all, with a Kli Shel Zov to get water out of the Be'er, and that Kli fell in. And that she knew that they're gonna, the Avodim of the Melech will come to take out a Kli Shel Zov, you don't leave it in a well. So she was happy and she started singing. She said, whoever will take out the Kli Shel Zov of the Shifcha of the Melech will also take out the Kli Cheres. The same thing when the Sha'arim were Tobu, were sunk into the ground. So whoever will take out the Sha'arim will take out my father. So I think Alderech Achidut, Alderech, maybe it's not completely true that that's the pshat, but it's a nice pshat to say that there's in the din of the Levim, there's two avodas of the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash. There's Shoarim and Shoarim. There's the Levim that are Mimune always to open the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, and they're not allowed to sing in the Beis HaMikdash. The ones who are singing, they're the Mimune and the Shir of the Beis HaMikdash. So they're only allowed to sing, but they're not allowed to open the shor. And the shorer, Shashir, is Chayev Misen. It says that it was Mutut Hanoim, that one wanted to help the other one was opening the gate. So he said, Atomina Meshorim, Banimina Shorim. And you're not allowed to work in my work. And they're Chayev Misen. If you mix the avodas, the ones who are Memuna and the singing are not allowed to go and do the gate. So when the Shorim sank into the ground, so he said, Tobu Barat Shoreh, so he said, well, but I'll take out the Shoreh. The Shoreh for sure will come out. So when the Shoreh will come out, so they'll need Shoreh. So the Levim that are around, they'll be the Shoreh. They'll be the ones who open these gates. So Osef was afraid that they already have Levim and they won't need any new ones. and Osaf was here, Osaf was around, they'll use him for Shorim. So right away he started singing, he became from the Meshorim. So Menele, he can't be from the Shorim, so I have to take out Nulavim from the ground, of Ovos from the ground to the Shorim.